the willingness to surrender how you see things then begins to transform how you see and experience life. Instead of being angry and condemning, you see that people cannot help being the way they are. So we're saying, here's these teenagers throwing rocks at each other and provoking the police into attacking them. And you begin to see they can't help themselves. And so as you really go into great depth, you begin to discern the basic innocence of human consciousness. That consciousness itself is like the hardware of a computer, and the ego is like the software. The consciousness itself is unable to tell truth from falsehood. It cannot tell whether it's being programmed, like the Nazis did with the Nazi youth, into falsehood, or whether it's truth. So then we understand why Christ and Buddha said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." The hardware of the computer is unaltered by the software. The consciousness of the youth is innocent. So those kids who shoot Americans, let's say, for Allah, then are looked at with compassion. You can see that they have been abused. So you see the spiritual abuse of the ignorant. And because of the innocence of human consciousness, its inability to discern truth from falsehood, mankind is led down the path of falsehood. If you look at the History Channel, you know, the history of the Nazi movement in the 30s, etc. And you see the young people in Germany, patriotic, it's like going to Boy Scout camp. They're around the campfire singing songs and hiking and doing all this for their country, for their fatherland, for the Führer. You say, how could they have believed anything other than that? If I'd been there, I would have been doing the same thing. You see the innocence. So we begin to see the basic innocence of human consciousness, and now it allows us to forgive everyone. You see that everybody's being run by the programs with which they've been programmed. I mean, what else could they think? People believe the media because television comes across so fast, they've already believed it before they've had a chance to even examine or question it. So the mind gets programmed. And so you see, on the one hand, the ego survives by juicing negativity. On the other hand, it can't help but do that. It can't help but be that which it is. And without the power of spiritual truth, frankly, it's unable to transcend itself. The value of spiritual truth is that without it, nobody would transcend the ego. It's because of the great avatars. It's because of the great power of spiritual truth and those who have realized the reality that underlies the, and is the source of their own existence. That creates the power of the field, and the power of the field is where people derive the inspiration to then transcend the limitations that they find themselves at. When we understand then that basically human consciousness is innocent, it doesn't know truth from falsehood. So the reason I had to write the book Power versus Force is because it staggered me, and I realized man has never had a chance to know truth from falsehood. The best man has been able to do is to follow the intellect and end up at a consciousness level of 460, which leaves you stuck right in the middle of the mind and its dualities, and therefore war and hatred and all are destined to go on and on and on, because without spiritual energy and truth to transcend it, the mind is hopelessly caught in its own web. And it gets paid off for getting, so as it goes round and round and round and ruminates, it gets a payoff, therefore it's self-propagating. So the ego unaided without external spiritual truth will forever go round and round chasing its own tail. So each person, as they do their own, what they think is personal spiritual work, is actually influencing the entire field. So the prevailing level of consciousness of mankind then progresses as a consequence of the collective spiritual effort of all of us. So every choice, every spiritual decision we make reverberates around the universe.